The younger children, feel free to come up. It's good to see you here. Great opportunity to sing about Jesus and to learn about Him and His love, how He came into this world and died on a cross, and how He can save you. I'd like to start with number 40. Number 40. Jesus loves me, this I know. Who has a favorite they like to give out? Yes. That's a great song, and we just sang it. How about another one? Maybe we can come back to you. How about another one? Yes. 44. Number 44. Or 44. Number 44. Into a sanctuary, Lord.
Yeah.
you can use any number in the entire book. I know there's some for children, but sometimes people like to pick other ones, and that's fine. Did you think of another one? 43. 43. One door and only one. Good. How about another one? Yes. 47. Everybody find 47? This is a good song because it's going to tie in with what I'd like to talk about. When he cometh, when he cometh to make up his talk a little bit about his coming tonight. It's not if he comes, but when he comes. How about another one? And by the way, the children are welcome to come up. There's still a little bit of room up here. Okay, did you find one now? What's that? Jesus loves the little children. And it's not in here, but we know that song. It's a good one, isn't it? So let's sing it. Jesus loves the little children. Sing a couple more. Who else is a favorite? I like to sing and hope you do too. 16. Everybody find 16. Number 16. Whosoever hears shall shout the sound.
Proclamation over hill and hill is the loving Father, called to one.
Who knows what that big W word means? Whosoever. It's a big, big word for boys and girls, but I know that there's some smart ones in here. Who can tell us what big W word means? Whosoever. Yes.
Anyone.
Anyone? Good. You, me, anybody else. Whosoever will may come. Come to who? Come to Jesus, right? Yes. So that's what that big whosoever will, whosoever word means. Let's sing two more. Yes.
32.
Number 32. Doing a good job of picking out some great songs. 32. What can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus Christ, it cleanses our sins, cleanses us from all our sins, makes us white as snow. It's weird being out here in December and not seeing snow on the ground, but that's what the blood of Jesus can do. It's wonderful. We'll sing one more before we say our verses. I'm going to, after she gives it out, we're all going to stand for this. I'll give people a chance to stretch a little bit.
42.
42. So if we could all stand up. We're going to sing number 42.
Alleluia.
I understand that some of you might have learned the verse. It could be the one for this week, or it could be another verse that you've been learning back home, or a verse that's special to you and that you'd like to share with us. Now, I can't get to everybody, okay? But some of you that have learned a verse and would like to say it, and like to stand up and say it nice and loud so the people in the back rows can hear it. Let's do it. Who'd like to go first? Okay. Stand up.
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:5.
Very good. Who else would like to do it? Just going to let a girl beat all the guys here? Okay.
This is a worthy saying, and this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15.
Excellent. Who else? I know these Hey Ho children know their verses.
James 1:1-2. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which were scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. James 1:1-2.
James 1:4. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. James 1:4-2.
Maybe just a couple of more. Who else wants to say it? You can even do a short one if you don't.
Yeah. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:5.
Very good. One more person. Who else? Who wants to be the last one? Who over here wants to do it? Anybody else? Before we talk a little bit about the verse, can I talk to the Lord Jesus? Can I pray to Him real quick? Because I need His help. And that's what going to help make the Sunday school go well, is if we ask His help. So if we can just close our eyes, bow our heads, we can pray to the Lord. I'm going to try and talk slow because there are some people who are better off than me. They happen to know two languages. I only know one. So I know that this is being translated, so I'm going to try and talk slow. If I talk too fast, just let me know. And we've just had a great verse. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This morning I want to talk about a different verse, and I hope that's okay. You know, when it comes to talking to children, I know that I have to use the KISS principle. Keep it simple, speaker. And I have to keep it very simple. And I want to keep it so simple that it's something that you'll remember once you walk out these doors. And I want to turn to a verse in John chapter 14. If you have a Bible, I'd like you to turn to it. John chapter 14. And I'm going to read part of verse 3. We're going to keep this really, really simple. So there can be no mistake about what we talked about this morning, okay? So if your parents ask you, but more importantly, this is a message from the Lord to you. And I'm going to read four words, okay? We're keeping it really simple today. John chapter 14, and we're going to read four words out of verse 3. And in verse 3, we're going to read these four words. I will come again. I will come again. Let's say that all together as a group. Let's say it twice. I will come again. One more time. I will come again. Think, well, that's so simple. That's so elementary. You recognize that big word? But it's very true. Who's the I? Who's talking? We got this out of the Bible, but who's talking? That's the Lord Jesus speaking. I will come again. And you gave out the song, not if He cometh, but well, how does it go? When He cometh. Isn't that right? He is going to come again. And the question is, are you ready? You know, I've been thinking a little bit about the season that we're in right now, Christmas. And When it comes to Santa Claus, he's not too worried about the birth of Jesus or his death or his resurrection. And this ties in with what we've been talking about in Luke 24. And if you listen carefully in the reading meetings, you're going to find out that Jesus is going to go back up to heaven. And the world agrees with that, but where it kind of changes places is where Santa Claus and some of these other things they like to take the credit is, now that he's in heaven, they present themselves as being someone who's all-knowing. Yeah. Someone who sees you when you're sleeping, knows if you've been good or bad, likes to take that position that belongs to Jesus. And lots of boys and girls, oh, guess who's coming, or guess who came last night? But it seemed as if the Lord wanted me to talk about the fact that, no, I'm coming. I'm coming. And the question is, are you going to be ready? Jim Hyland used that word over and over last night in the meeting. He said, talked about the importance of being ready, didn't he? You remember that? Remember him saying the importance of being ready? Why did Jesus come in the first place? Who knows? Yes. He liked to take everybody's sin away.
He died.
He died, yes. And who can add to that? We're off to a good start. Who can add to what he said? You know, let's turn to a verse in the Bible. And when we turn to verses in the Bible, we can put our finger on the verse and we can have scripture to back us up. That's so important. That's what we've been hearing about in the meetings, isn't it? It's about being able to turn to scripture. Turn to Luke chapter 19. Because Jesus came once and he's coming again. I will come again. That's what we're talking about, right? Luke chapter 19, and I'm applying this in the gospel sense, verse 10. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Let everybody put their finger on that verse. We're going to read it again. That comes right from the Bible. It's true. It says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Now here's the question. How many of you are second grade or under? Raise your hand. How many of you are third grade through sixth grade? Okay. Very good. I have a question. What does that word seek mean? We don't use it a whole lot. Yes. Going to look for people? Yeah. You know, at school, one of the games that the children like to play sometimes at recess, they like to do duck, duck, goose. They like to be pushed on the swings. They like to kick the ball around. But they like to play this game called, and help me out if I start it, can you finish it? It's called Hide and seek. Raise your hand if you played hide and seek. Do you like that game? Who can tell me how you play hide and seek? You want to tell us how we can play hide and seek?
All the people run off and hide, all except one, and the one counts, and when he's done counting to 10, he goes and tries to find them.
And when he tries to find him, he's seeking that person, or boy or girl, isn't he, or she? One of the things I know from teaching is if you tell people something, they remember it. But if you show them something, the chances of them are remembering it are even greater. And if you involve them in it, the chances of them are that getting tongue twisted here. The chances of them remembering it are even greater, aren't they? And so we're going to do a little demonstration of hide and seek, and we're going to tie it into the gospel a little bit. So I need someone to pretend like they're going to count. You're actually going to count to 10, and I'm going to hide, and you have to find me. You're going to seek for me. Would you like to do that? So, excuse me. Can we get this mic?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come.
Oh, she found me. Let's do that one more time. Who wants to be a counter? Would you like to be a counter? So you're going to count to 10. Oh, you got to close your eyes when you count, too.
What?
Count out loud.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
He found me. You did a good job. And that's what Jesus did. He came into this world to seek, and he's looking for boys and girls. He was looking for me at one time. And you know, I tried to hide. Now I need to ask a question. Where's the best place to hide where Jesus can't find me? I need to find the best place. Where can I hide where he cannot find me?
Nowhere.
He says nowhere. Do you agree with him? Let's ask the audience. Raise your hand if you agree with him. Wow, look at all those hands in the air. Very good. I can't hide from Jesus, and neither can you. Even if I try to climb under the chair, even if I try and hide back here, he can still look down through the clouds and through the roof on this building, and he can still find me. He knows where I'm at. And you know what? People in the Bible, they tried to hide from him too. Tell me a person that you remember from the Bible who tried to hide from Jesus, tried to hide from God. Who tried to hide? Oh, Jonah, remember him? And where did he try to hide? Yes. What's that? He tried to hide in a ship. And the ship was moving. And did he hide? I mean, was he found? And what happened to him then? He was in the ship, and they found out. And what happened? What did they do to him? Yes. A storm came up, yep, and it was dangerous. The waves were, it was a scary thing. The waves were turbulent. That's a big word. The waves, and what happened?
They threw him overboard,
and he started to go down in the water. You can hide underwater, can't you? No, you can't hide underwater. And what happened underwater? He's underwater, and I can't breathe underwater. I'm trying to learn how to swim. Well, I know how to swim. I'm trying to learn how to swim better. If I could breathe underwater, I'd be a good swimmer.
He got swallowed by a ship.
He got swallowed by a big fish. Now, surely, if you want to hide, you can hide in a big fish. Not the most pleasant place to hide, but... And yet, God still saw him. You know, there's not a single place in this world where you can hide from God. And he's looking for you tonight. I mean, this morning. And you've heard the gospel. You heard it last night. Maybe your heart's kind of beating. You haven't yet accepted Jesus as your Savior. Have you done that? He's looking for you. And he, not only looking for you, he wants to save you. He didn't come here to punish you. He came here to save you. You know, Adam and Eve, they tried to hide too. But were they found out? Did God eventually see Adam and Eve? Yeah, he saw them too. And we were doing this game of hide and seek. And we tried to hide, and both people found me. You know, how does this tie into the gospel? How does this tie into I will come again? Because I don't want you to go home and say, well, we just played hide and seek in Sunday school. There's a reason why we do this. There's a reason why I involved you in this. I know young boys and girls, they like to be involved. They don't like to sit. Why would we play hide and seek? What are we trying to get at? Who can help me out? Yes.
Because the Lord's coming again,
The Lord Jesus is coming back. Isn't that true? You know, and that's where I was getting back into talking about Santa Claus and stuff. That's where he's stealing the thunder, if you will, right now. That he's coming. But more important, there's no such thing as him, is that Jesus is coming back, and are you ready? You know what? When they were counting, they were counting up. But then they got to a little phrase. It went like this. After you counted to 10, what did you say? Ready or not, here I come. The Lord Jesus is going to come back, and if I could put it in this sense, whether you're ready or not, he's going to come. Ready or not. That's what we were talking about. Mr. Hyland was saying up yesterday up here on the podium, talking about the importance of being ready. The importance of being ready. Because it's true, isn't it, that Jesus, he is coming. When is he coming? Who knows? Nobody knows when he's coming, but how should I word this to try and say it? Do we know the day he's coming? No. Do we know the hour? Could he come today? He could come today. Could he come before we go to bed tonight? Yeah, he could come before we go to bed. Could he come before we have supper? Could he come before we have lunch? Could he come before breaking bread starts? Could he come before Sunday school is over? Could he come in the next minute? He could come in the next minute. Now, here's the question. We know that he can come at any time. I need to ask this question. What happens if he were to come and someone wasn't ready? Because we know it's not if he cometh, but when he cometh. What happens when he comes if people aren't ready? Boys and girls who have heard the gospel. Maybe your parents have told it to you, dad or mom, or grandpa or grandma, someone else, maybe your Sunday school teacher. What happens if we're not ready? Yes. They go to hell. It's a bad place, isn't it? It's a place where we don't want anybody in this entire room to go, to end up in a hell and end up in the lake of fire and be punished. Now, before I came out to the conference, I was ironing some shirts. This was one of them. I had to re-iron it this morning. And I bumped my hand on the hot iron and I've got a burn mark. Not my hand, my wrist. Or higher up than my wrist. And I've got a burn mark on here. And the iron was hot. You want to see where I got burned? That's not a ketchup smear, that's a burn. I got burned from a hot iron, and it was painful. I'm a big boy. I didn't cry, but I did put my hand under water. But think of it, to say no to Jesus, the one who's seeking for you, the one who came to save you. See that? That's a burn. The one who came to save you, and if you are not ready, if you're still trying to hide from him, boys and girls, this is so sad, but the place where you're going to go is hell, the lake of fire. That's true. You won't be able to see your parents. Might not be able to see your brother or sister. Forever. It's serious, isn't it? Now here's the question, how can we get ready? How can we be ready when he's coming? We know he's coming. Daily nearer draws his coming. To put that in English that we can understand for some of us younger ones, that means each day that goes by means it's a day closer to when he's coming. I see some people smiling. They're looking forward to his coming, aren't they? How can we get ready? Because I will come again. Jesus will come again. How can we get ready?
Pass the Lord into your heart.
We ask Jesus into our heart. He came to save us, didn't he? And just tell them, Lord Jesus, please save me. I'm sorry for my sins. Who here is ready to accept Jesus as their Savior? Now is the time to do it. Because as we said, I went around and I was asking you, he could come before supper. He could come before lunch. He could come before breaking of bread. He could come before Sunday school's over to be ready. Ready or not, here I come. Let's say the verse, I will come again out loud before we sing a song in closing. I will come again. I wanted to keep it simple. We kept it very, very simple because I want you to remember that. I don't want you to remember, well, I want you to remember what I said, but more importantly, I want you to remember what Jesus said, that I will come again. And I want you to be ready. And I hope that you are ready. And if you're not ready, I hope that you will let Jesus save you because he is looking for you. And he knows where you are. And we've already said that you can't hide from him. Let's sing that song in closing. Number 8. It's number 8 on your hymn sheets, and it says in verse 3, when the Savior at his coming, not if, but when, shall his own in glory bring? Here's the question. Will you be among the number? Will you too his praises sing? Will each one, boys and girls sitting here in this front row, and I can't let the ones in the back escape either, or in between. Will you be among the number? When we get to heaven, will I see you there?